This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The late U.S. Senator and war hero John McCain being laid to rest at his alma mater, the U.S. Naval Academy, this Sunday. Saturday, there was a private memorial service in Washington. AP's Sagar Magani has that story.
We receive the body of our brother John for burial.
At Washington National Cathedral, music and prayers for McCain at a memorial service full of Washington dignitaries, including three former presidents. The current one was not invited, but Meghan McCain posed her father's legacy as a direct challenge to President Trump.
The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again because America was always great.
Both George W. Bush and Barack Obama also appeared to rebuke Trump's brand of politics while paying tribute to McCain's love of American values. Bush remembered a bitter political rival and later friend for a mix of courage and decency.
Unwavering, undimmed, unequal.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
McCain died last Saturday at the age of 81 after a year-long battle with brain cancer. The longest-serving NATO commander in Afghanistan has stepped down. U.S. General John Nicholson said Russia is not giving up on efforts to destabilize Afghanistan and drive divisions between the United States and its coalition partners. He says he cast doubts on Russia's intentions in the region. Witnesses in the Somali capital say a car bomb exploded near a compound in Mogadishu's Hawdag district. The compound was used as the headquarters of the district. Witnesses say that the suspected suicide car bomb destroyed most of the structure. At least three people were killed in the attack. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. Their affiliate website says it was a suicide car bombing. This is VOA News. A string of powerful blasts from the direction of a military airport in Damascus could be seen in the early morning hours Sunday. The airport has been targeted in a number of airstrikes in recent years that the government has blamed on Israel. Israel rarely acknowledges strikes inside Syria, but has said it would use military action to prevent weapons transfers to its enemies. The chief of the United Nations agency that helps Palestinian refugees has written an open letter to the refugees and the agency staff. This follows the announcement by the U.S. that it will stop its financial contribution to the agency. He said the U.S. decision will only strengthen their resolve to do whatever they can to help Palestinian refugees. Meantime, a senior Palestinian official says the U.S. decision to end decades of funding for the UN agency is an attack on the rights of the Palestinian people. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Nabil Abu Rudena says the move does not serve peace, but rather strengthens terrorism in the region. He said it was just the latest hostile act by the Trump administration against the Palestinian people after it recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital and moved its embassy there. Rudena urges the United Nations to respond, saying the funds cuts violate all resolutions of international legitimacy and requires the UN to take a firm stand against the US decision and take appropriate decisions. He adds the move will only increase the steadfastness of the Palestinian people and its leadership. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
City officials say a 19-year-old Afghan citizen who was shot and detained by police after stabbing two American tourists in Amsterdam's main railway station had a terrorist motive. Dutch officials did not say what charges the suspect faces. The two U.S. citizens wounded in the attack are recovering in a hospital from what police say are serious but non-life-threatening injuries. President Trump says there was no need to keep Canada in the North American Free Trade Agreement and warned Congress not to meddle with the trade negotiations. AP's Julie Walker says the president might be overstepping his authority.
In a series of tweets while visiting his Virginia golf course on the same day John McCain was memorialized, President Trump threatened to scrap the new NAFTA deal should Congress interfere with negotiations. But international trade expert Phil Levy says it's not clear whether Trump has the authority.
We don't generally have it that a president can dismiss a law by decree.
Levy adds most don't want NAFTA to go away or to lose Canada. Sticking points include the dairy market and generic drug competition. I'm Julie Walker.
And police in central China have detained 46 people who were part of a protest against the government plan to address overcrowded classrooms. The protests escalated into violence. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.